This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Coming shortly, we'll hear from Steve Carter. He's running for mayor, president of East Baton Rouge Parish, and he's in a runoff on December 5th. And last time I checked, that's pretty close. That's 11 days away. So Steve Carter, who got 20% of the votes in the primary, is trying to unseat Sharon Weston Broome and trying to become the first Republican in 20 years to be elected mayor of East Baton Rouge Parish. And with us to begin is Adam Knapp, president of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber for the last 12 years. 877-217-5757 is your number. Talk@talklouisiana.org is our email address. And First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support for Talk Louisiana. Good morning, Adam Knapp.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Jim.
And we visited with Adam several times since this COVID outbreak took hold in March. And, of course, now we're facing even more dire straits as far as actual numbers. But before we get there, a listener last time you were on asked me to ask you about your association with two governors. I think you worked for both a Democrat and a Republican, Kathleen Blanco and Mike Foster. Is that correct?
That is, yeah.
And they both gone to the other side. But your thoughts about those two who were not particularly partisan. I think they governed from the center. What are your thoughts?
Both were incredible leaders for Louisiana. I wouldn't give up those moments of my life for anything. I think in Mike Foster's example, we saw somebody who was able to bring Louisiana past the era of corruption and bring us into an era of smarter governance and was able to hire good people around him that he let do their jobs. And by and large, they did good work and were able to push change through a lot of different facets of government. In the work of economic development, we saw a governor who was decried as being absent from the economic development mix, but in many ways it was kind of a beginning of a turn for Louisiana where he focused on the importance of education to economic development, put a big focus on community colleges, and started a trend that Blanco continued of funding higher education and K-12 education better. We saw both those things increase, and we saw our performance rise as a state during that era as well. So it's really been interesting to watch how that changed. And Kathleen Blanco's period, Governor Foster handed off a handful of economic development projects to her that she went on to win. It was one of the most interesting things we saw was that it was a project in Alexandria that there was a meeting at the governor's office where they handed off the project in Alexandria to recruit Union Tank Car, who brought in a tank car manufacturing facility and was one of the most significant wins of her early administration before Katrina hit that she went after aggressively. It had selected Texas, and she recruited it back from Texas to go to Alexandria. It was a really interesting story. And they did that together.
Well, that's the way it should work. Being in different parties should not cause people to dislike one another and not work with one another. But I read today in the New York Times, a conservative columnist, Brett Stevens, who they imported from the Wall Street Journal, writes that, according to a Reuters poll, 52% of Republicans believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump. That's 52% of the national Republicans. With that kind of attitude and hostility on both sides of the spectrum, on all sides, Adam Knapp, we've got some real problems in our country right now.
We do, and you know, a lot of people are watching a movie that's out on Netflix right now called Social Dilemma, and it talks significantly about the bubbles that we live in our social media lives, and that so much has changed when you start to see that we're given news feeds that give us selective information about, you know, things we're already inclined to want to read about, and so we all have different perspectives than the other people. And the big question of where do you find the truth of a fact in an era when a lot of information is being fed from sources that are inclined to be aligned to our own interest area, and we're not necessarily seeing information from outside of our own interest area. So it's a difficult period, and to govern in that period is very challenging. I imagine to make progress on tough issues, and I bring that back always for our work to a state and local level, that hopefully we can make better and easier progress with some of the tougher issues by focusing locally. And by the way, Jim, we're in the middle of an election, so it's a poignant moment to think about how to local elected officials focus on big issues. You're going to have a mayor president candidate in a moment, and we've really been looking for a really interesting debate focused on the issues. And be interesting to hear how issues govern what these two candidates are talking about the future of East Baton Rouge.
And a listener, this is Carolyn in Goodwood, on Goodwood, asking about the mayor's race, which, as I mentioned, the runoff election is 11 days away. And as you had noted on your last appearance on this program, the BRAC does not officially support or oppose candidates. But Carolyn says you were spotted at Sharon Weston Broome's primary night party that she almost won, but she didn't. She's in a runoff. She did run way ahead of Mr. Carter, Coach Carter. Does that mean you're supporting Mayor Broome? Asked Carolyn.
No, we were at Mr. Carter's event shortly after that and had communications with other candidates. Our team was kind of running around different events to say hi to folks during the course of that night. And by no means is showing up at an election night or event signify any sort of affiliation.
It usually does, but if you show up for both of them, then I think that's, as Billy Nungesser Sr. used to say, that's fair pool. Let's go to Patrick in Innisfail States. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, good morning. Adam, I got a question. When it comes to property taxes this year, I know you have connections with the politicians. I know in 2016, after the flood, they gave people a break or a delay in having to pay those property taxes. Are they going to do that maybe this year for certain business owners, landlords, bar owners, you know, restaurant owners? Do you think they could delay their taxes or give them a break? I don't know if the governor or mayor or, you know, I don't know, city-wise or state-wise, that they're able to do something like that.
Yeah, it's a good question. No, not like we saw in 2016. If you remember in 2016, that was as much as anything because there was a big question about how assessed values would change because of physical property damages and the difficulty of actually reassessing to determine value. So the assessor jumped out and made a decision that it wasn't fair to try to guess what values had changed. This is a different scenario, although we're in the middle of a recession. That was not necessarily because of the state of the economy, it was because of the state of the properties, was their argument. There is a little bit of a benefit, though. The reassessments that occurred had a lot of folks seeing, especially on the commercial property side, increased property tax levels as the valuation of their properties across the East Baton Rouge saw some increases. But you saw, because of the pandemic, nearly every taxing authority rolled back, something we endorsed as well, rolled back their property taxes. And so the assessed value is going to be slightly different because all of the millages will roll back slightly so that it doesn't create for a single year, a beneficial increase in the revenue. So it kind of, a rollback is intended to keep their amount of revenue constant at the level that was last year. So the actual millage rate for the property taxpayer goes down. So it's going to end up being that your property taxes will be hopefully closer to what they were last year and not seeing an increase, which is what was going to happen if everybody had stuck with their kind of roll forward new assessed value. So we expect that may be only a 1 year or a 2 year deal for most of those taxing authorities, that they're going to have rolled it back. And they're doing that largely because of the pandemic and concern about hitting people hard with tax increases.
Dan downtown, you're on the air with Adam Knapp of BRAC. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Mr. Knapp, do you think Blanco may have been reelected had the Bush 43 administration offered as much help post-Katrina as it did for the Republican Mississippi governor?
You know, it's a great question. And, it's hard to know. And counterfactuals are difficult. I think we can guess, right? So the fact that she was she was very emotionally tied to her situation. She fought hard against a Republican administration that she felt wasn't treating Louisiana fairly. And by the data, she was right. Louisiana was getting a worse split on money for disaster relief, and she wanted to fight for Louisiana and fight hard for it. And somehow being really forceful about that to the president and fighting him on trying to have a federal takeover, you know, of the military response on the street all the way to fighting for money for Louisiana. She just got really hammered by the administration over those issues. And I think Louisiana, in retrospect, looks fondly upon the fact that she fought hard for the state and she was very emotionally tied and invested in its success. I think we also looked back at her funeral as former staffers and saw that in a four-year window, you saw this governor actually create a lot of progress for Louisiana that, you know, she's not necessarily remembered as a policy governor. She's remembered as the Katrina governor. But outside of Katrina work, she did some pretty impressive stuff. She got teacher pay up to the Southern regional average. She created the angel investor tax credit back then to try to focus more on early stage entrepreneurial investment. She had focused on a lot of different facility investments across the state that she thought were behind the times. She also lowered and fixed some of the things on the business property tax side that you could never get Mike Foster to get to the finish line about franchise tax, for example. So she did some impressive stuff both for the business community and for education.
All right, you're breaking up on us, but we do want to spend a few more minutes with Adam Knapp, and that we will if things go according to form, and then we'll hear from Steve Carter. Your number is 877-217-5757. We'll be back in 90 seconds with more Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. In just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Steve Carter, man about town who is a fixture in Baton Rouge, his hometown, and now is trying to become the mayor of East Baton Rouge Parish. And he's got 11 days to try to make up some ground and unseat Sharon Weston Broome. We'll talk with him about his endeavor. Your number, 877-217-5757. We've got Adam Knapp, the head of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, for a few moments, and he is at your service. And Adam Knapp, we were talking before the show about COVID and its impact on businesses in our community nationwide. And Baton Rouge has had some ups and downs, and now we're having another surge. What does that mean?
Well, a few things. One, we're heading into a holiday weekend. Obviously, business activity is a little slower in a holiday week, except for those in the consumer-facing space. And we want to just encourage that everybody really help their small businesses in this region and this community during this period. This is a great time to buy holiday presents, but focusing as much as possible on finding a local store, keep your dollars at home, and help some of those stores get some activity through this season. Buy creative gifts, seek out things maybe you haven't gone to before, a new store that you thought, oh, but I'm curious what they carry. Go patronize them and see if you can't find something unique as a present for your family or for your friends during the season of holiday giving. And so we think about Thanksgiving. This is Small Business Saturday coming up this coming Saturday after Black Friday. Perhaps more than ever, it's important to take that to heart and try to shop local.
Adam Knapp, we hope you have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and we look forward to hearing from you sometime before Christmas. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Talk to you soon.